Welcome to Sincerely Trish. This is an inspiring show based on stories, experiences, friends, faith, and family. You know, the good stuff in life. So when life throws you down, don't lose faith. Carry on with more meaning. Let's roll.
Hi, and welcome to Sincerely Trish. I can't believe it. This is episode number 25. I put this together because we suffered a life-altering event. And they're all different for all different people. But it really made us wake up and stop being on autopilot to live a life that's more meaningful. And we just want to share that with you. I say we, I don't know. I encompass my little family in all of this. You know, sometimes you can change just from going on a continent far, far away. But before we get to that part of the show, I want to reflect on how little we need to be happy. When all of this happened to Natalie, one of the things we had to deal with was cleaning out her apartment. It was so significant when we were cleaning it out because it was another shining example of how Natalie lived. She was very organized. Everything she had was very bright and very colorful. She had so many beautiful photos. She had her wedding plan book out. She had her lesson plans from teaching that she carefully kept track of. The most beautiful thing was a large binder where she made all of her homemade cards, and she had all of her art supplies in there, so neatly kept. And it became clear to us that the most important thing to Natalie was not having designer clothes, but what mattered was her relationships and the people in her life. How cluttered and how complicated we make our own lives, and that makes us less joyful. How much stuff do we have? Too many coffee mugs, too many plastic containers, too many vases, too many clothes, too many books, too many kids' clothes, too many shoes, too many spices, too many blankets, too many electronics. What we need to do is remove them. Remove anything we're not using and make some room to be together, to form those relationships, which are really the meaning of our life. And to spend time together. Laugh, pray, joke, dance, eat together. That's what we need to do. Okay, now it's the time I'm going to talk to my friend Polly. Polly lives across the street from me. And we really didn't know each other that well. And all this happens to Natalie, and she is so kind. She takes my sister, her husband, and two daughters into her home and lets them stay there a week. I mean, I don't know if any of you are in that position to do that, but I was very, very touched. And Polly and I are both graduates of the University of Dayton. Of course, we didn't cross paths, Polly. I'm a little older. But Polly was recently on a trip. And when she came back, she was changed. I sensed it. I knew it. I couldn't figure it out. And she went to Africa.
Yeah. Actually, Trish, I gotta stop you because I didn't just go to Africa. I actually went to Tanzania.
Oh.
And it's kind of an important thing because when we left, we made a promise to our family there because the people that we spend time with, we're now family. And they're so proud of the culture that they breed and the life that they lead and the happiness that they share with visitors like us. So much sadness and heartache is going on in the countries of Africa. But in Tanzania, there's so much joy and happiness, and the people there celebrate their life every day. So I promised them that I wasn't going to talk about Africa. I was going to talk about Tanzania.
If you think about it, imagine if somebody just came to Buffalo and said I was in the United States.
Right.
And look at how huge we are.
Yep.
And Africa's probably three times as big. So, yes, she returned from Tanzania. And If you could just tell me a little bit, why is it leaving such a lasting impression on you? And what kind of everyday things do you notice that are different from living there and living here?
Sure. It's really tremendous, actually, taking 17 members of your family across the world. And we were 17 people, my parents, my siblings, our spouses, and all of our children. Amazing. And it was, the kids ranged in age from 6 to 18.
Wow.
And so this was a trip that my parents just really wanted us all to experience together. They were in Africa and Kenya back in the 70s. And ever since then, my father's dream has been to take his family to see the animals. And the experience that we had, not just meeting the people, but spending time in that country of Tanzania and the vastness of the land and the life of the animals and the impact on the environment has changed all of us. And spending time together actually changed us too. You know when you get together with your siblings?
Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, we were all different people and we all come from different places and different experiences now. We raise our families differently.
We're in different parts of the United States.
Yeah, different parts of everything. So when we got to Tanzania, we all brought our own experiences, but the adventure there was so amazing that we all experienced the same thing. We all rode in the same cars. We all met the same people. We ate the same food. We saw the same animals. We experienced life together, and that is a gift that has brought my extended family so much closer. You know, we get together and, you know,
clean slate.
You do. You just have a
nobody had a home field
experience.
Advantage.
Exactly.
You were all starting.
Yeah.
And there, it's truly nature.
It is. It's very raw. We spent 4 nights in Serengeti in tents. And if you wanted a shower, you had to get a bucket of warm water from the solar tank, and it hooked up to a hose, and you stood under the hose, and whatever water was left went in the back of the toilet so you could flush to, I don't know where it went. But, you know, it was very raw, and we were living with the animals in the front of our tents and next to our tents, and to see the way that the people of this country have so little and their lives are filled with so much joy.
Yes.
Everything was about being happy. All they wanted was for us to be happy. And not because we were tourists and spending money, but because they truly love the land and love the animals.
So happiness doesn't come from possessions.
Not at all.
No.
And it's funny, when I was talking with my kids tonight at dinner about chatting with you, and I asked them, I said, what did you take away? What do you still think about? And each and every one of them, all 3 of them, in their own way, said, I realized how much we have that we don't need. Because
that is so interesting.
It is. The value of water to those people. This is people that live in towns and their children go to private schools. They get water 2 days a month.
Wow.
They fill a tank at their house and that's all they get.
And we just let it run.
We do. And food, the country of Tanzania does not import any food.
Wow.
It's all grown within. And if you want food, you walk to the corner and somebody is selling spinach and you purchase it there. And it's a completely, you know, it's a system that manages itself, but the sad part is the government is so corrupt and it has not allowed the people and the industry to advance. And so the clothing that they wear is the stuff that we donate to the Goodwill and doesn't get sold. It gets packed up, put in containers, shipped across the ocean. So when you ask about their children that do running, and they talk about the shoes that they purchase, they're all used shoes. They don't have access to new shoes. They don't even know how to get new shoes. The food is simple and delicious and comes from, you know, their gardens that they grow. There's
Did
no
you
supermarket.
Eat rice?
Oh, we ate rice. And polenta.
Oh,
a ton
nice.
Of polenta. And it was so delicious. And the kids loved it. You know, that's the stuff you worry about, taking your 8-year-old across the globe. Are they going to eat? And they did. and they were happy, and they learned so much. They really realized. Now, of course, talking about it and living it are two different things. And I think what I take away and what Clint has taken away is the impact that we felt so soon after our return. How can we continue to breathe that and understand really how lucky we are?
So true. Yeah. How do you bring that back with you? I love it. Thank you so much for joining me today, Pally.
Thanks for asking me.
Those great insight that really, possessions really don't. No,
it's about family and about happiness.
Yeah, coming from within.
Yeah. Thanks, Trish.
Sounds like such an amazing little trip, doesn't it? I shouldn't say little. They were gone for a few weeks. But as spring approaches, as we can hear the birds start chirping, it really is time to renew, to examine our lives, to live more simply, to live with more meaning, to simply inspire others, and remember just how fortunate we are to have fresh, clean water. Thank you so much for listening to Sincerely Trish.
Thanks for listening to Sincerely Trish. Each and every Tuesday, a new show is aired on PoodleWalker.com. Lead by example, live to inspire, and let your light shine.